This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Sudan and Israel agreed Friday to normalize relations in a U.S.-brokered deal to end decades of hostility. Speaking to reporters, U.S. President Donald Trump says he thinks Iran will be part of the deal someday.
I could see Iran ultimately. It sounds, right now, it doesn't sound like something that would happen, but I see it happening. Ultimately, they'll all be one unified family. It'll be an amazing thing.
The announcement makes Sudan the fifth area to forge diplomatic relations with the Jewish state. The United Nations is warning of a looming health crisis in Sudan following historic floods. The floods have left behind stagnant water pools, which have created conditions for deadly mosquito-transmitted diseases to thrive. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs warns more than 4.5 million people are at risk of mosquito-transmitted diseases such as malaria. President Trump is back on the campaign trail, hoping a solid debate performance gives him momentum as he trails Joe Biden in the polls. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
It was a cheery president who told reporters in the Oval Office last night went well.
Great reviews, great polls, great everything.
While he's been on the defensive over the virus pandemic, the flipped today after Biden said last night he backs a transition away from oil in the U.S., a statement that could hurt him with voters in swing states like Pennsylvania and Texas, who rely on fracking in particular to make a living. The Trump camp jumped on it. Biden running mate Kamala Harris said he's talking about banning taxpayer subsidies to fossil fuel companies.
Let's be really clear about this. Joe Biden is not going to ban fracking.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
For the very latest on the U.S. election and all the latest news, go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The COVID-19 virus is spreading more quickly than during its initial outbreak in the spring. French government scientific said on Friday, in one of the starkest warnings yet about the scale of the disease's resurgence engulfing Europe. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The COVID-19 virus is spreading more quickly in the second wave than during its initial outbreak in the spring. That's the warning from French government scientific advisor Arnaud Fontanette on Friday. The epidemiologist spoke on the day that France will go over the 1 million reported case threshold. The country will become the second Western European country to do that after Spain. Like many other European countries, France has ramped up restrictions to contain the disease.
Olivia Chan reporting. Gangs armed with knives and sticks blocked major roads in Lagos on Friday as demonstrations continue. Reuters' Francis McGuire has more.
Armed gangs stopped cars on a main road leading into Lagos on Friday, a day after Nigerian President Buhari called for demonstrations against police brutality to end. A highway leading to the international airport was obstructed by blockades manned by groups of young men who demanded cash from motorists. A Reuters witness said that buses whose drivers refused to pay were destroyed. To the east of the city in Lekki, highway police and several police stations were burned to the ground. Violence in Africa's biggest city has escalated since Tuesday night when a curfew was announced.
That is Reuters' Francis McGuire. Bruce Springsteen's new album, Letter to You, debuts today. So does a new documentary about the album. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Crowd among the trees like that.
This is Springsteen and the E Street Band's first studio album since 1984's Born in the USA.
I started playing the guitar because I was looking for someone to correspond with. And after all this time, I still feel that need to talk to you.
Tom Zimney directs the documentary. Consider himself a traditional director.
I really just observed and was a fly on the wall.
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band have been together for 45 years.
Our years of playing together have created a shorthand and an efficiency in the studio comparable to that of a finely tuned racing engine.
Zimney caught a lot being a fly on the wall.
Moments of conflict, moments of pure creative energy.
Zimney describes how the band talks to each other with their eyes. I'm Ed Donahue.
Britain and the European Union have made real progress in Brexit trade talks, and a deal is possible. But if the bloc does not come to an agreement, then Britain will leave without a deal. From Washington, this is VOA News.